Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin, you're there. Good morning, Gerard.
Are you well?
I am. Are you not up to your eyes? What date are you closing the restaurant?
We're actually closing, so we are, would you believe it, tomorrow, Saturday.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, 21st.
That's your closing time.
Yeah.
And you're back when?
Back, and then we're back the 8th, so we are
January. That's fantastic.
Great break.
It's a great break.
We used to have, like, I told you we were open 35 years, like every New Year's Eve we used to be open.
Yeah.
We kind of close it after COVID, and you know what, the staff are delighted. It's brilliant. And I'm delighted.
And everyone has their time to be home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the only thing about Black Lion is when you close, the whole town, I'm only joking.
Listen, that happens.
But it'd be quiet.
You know, we bring enough life to it, you know. I mean,
it's a
lovely time for the staff and that, and I know a lot of people in our industry are, you know, it's a busy time, but we definitely made the right decision. And Mum and Dad, we never opened the business. I think I told you that last week.
Yes.
You know, we've always had Christmas time with your family and friends, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah. I'm with you. Now, talk to me about what you have to do.
Right, we're in the home stretch. Can you believe that?
Mm.
We're doing sides today. We've done our turkey and ham, we've done our lovely desserts, we've done our starters, and all the recipes, of course, are on your website.
Yes,
so we're going to do some beautiful roast potatoes, and these are little baby days, a little twist in this recipe.
Okay.
We're going to do some beautiful peas with bacon, and then we're going to do some glazed carrots. I always have carrots. I love carrots. The kids love it, and I think it's a lovely one that will please everyone. We'll go through that in a moment as well.
Okay, so what have we got
first? We're going to do a little baby potatoes, and a lot of these items can be kind of pre-done Christmas Eve, which I'm a big believer, and just finished off, you know, before your turkey's resting or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
So your baby potatoes, steam them. We're using like a variety called Charlotte potatoes. They're a lovely kind of a sweet kind of little baby potato, gorgeous flavours there is. And then what we do is par cook them. So you cook them for about 4 or 5 minutes, steam them with the skins on, the baby potatoes. Then, you know, a potato masher.
Yeah.
You get these little potatoes when they're par cooked, they're not fully cooked, onto a tray, and you kind of crush them. So imagine this is the potato, you're crushing it with your little masher. I'm doing it on my hand. How weird do I look, Marty?
If only we had a camera.
I know. Thank God we don't.
We could afford a camera here at Lyric.
Marty, you kind of lightly crush them, they burst open, then you drizzle it with oil, a little bit of rosemary and some garlic.
At what stage are you doing this?
Okay, so they're kind of not fully cooked, they're half cooked. So you put them onto a tray when they're still warm,
right,
and the steam is coming, and you get your little press, your masher,
and that's when you press,
you're crushing them onto the tray, and then they kind of burst open. But they keep their skin on, and you have different kind of shapes and kind of textures. You drizzle out with some oil, because they need to go back into the oven, they're not cooked. Garlic and rosemary or thyme, whichever you want to use. Beef dripping would be gorgeous. Remember we spoke about James Whelan the
Hound? Yes.
He makes the most beautiful beef dripping. Now, it's a little bit richer. You could use goose fat, but olive oil is gorgeous in this too. Preheat the oven to 200 degrees. So these can be par-cooked kind of at Christmas Eve. If you want a Christmas Day, then they're better fresh.
Sure.
Crush them, drizzle that over. Now, they need to go back into the oven, and I would say for a good 25, 30 minutes until they're gorgeous. Don't cover them. Until they're golden brown, good, crunchy. That's what you want from your roast potatoes.
Okay.
It's just a little twist. I've always done the regular roasties.
Yes, I know.
You know, with the roosters or whatever, cut in half. You par cook them, bash them against the side of the saucepan. Nothing wrong with that. But this is something a little bit different.
It's a bit violent, but I get it.
Crushing them again with the garlic.
That's right.
Or with your potato.
Yeah.
And with the garlic and the rosemary, it just is so lovely. So it is just a little bit different, these roast potatoes.
That's an extra little.
Yeah. Now, we'll talk about our lovely peas now. I love the way you pronounce this. Go on, say it.
Petit pois.
I love this.
French, you see.
You're great.
See, we're marches. You're great. Foreign languages here. We can speak many tongues.
One thing I love about peas is that they're kind of versatile. You can put them into a puree, into a soup. Lovely with mint. We're going to put a little bit of bacon into them. So we're going to cook streaky bacon. Do you know what you could do? I'm just thinking I'm on my feet here. You know, when you're cooking your roast turkey, you have bacon on it, you could use the bacon. Bacon in this would be gorgeous because it's already cooked. You could chop that up.
It'd be the streaky bacon.
Now you're talking.
Nibbling away.
And the smoky, probably you'd have it all eaten.
You would, that's the problem.
So, olive oil,
cook
off your bacon in the pan, splash a white wine into that, some scallions, or you could use a little bit of red onion, or you could use a regular onion, very thinly sliced.
Yeah.
Now, into this, we're going to put in a bag of frozen peas, we're going to cover that with a little touch of chicken stock, and then this is what makes it interesting, some baby gem salad, which is where we call this cos salad. You get it in the supermarket, lovely salad, one of my favourites in sandwiches and wraps and that, but it's gorgeous in this for a bit of texture and crunch.
Okay.
So this goes in towards the end, so it does. So this just gives it a lovely kind of a lift, little bit of butter into this and some flatly parsley, or you could use mint. Mint works fabulous.
Really?
Yeah, mint, fresh mint. So it's lovely and zingy. So the peas are frozen, take them out. You've cooked them in a little bit of stock. They'll take about 8 to 10 minutes. It won't take too long. Finish it with butter and then add at the end your lovely kind of cod salad. Cut into, you could shred it, but I wouldn't. I would cut into wedges and then leave a nice little bit of crunch and texture. Just something a wee bit different.
Yeah, would that be kind of smooth?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I just think the whole flavour, you've those lovely kind of sweet peas, that smoky bacon, and then the salad. It's a really interesting.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
not
different.
Everyone likes Brussels sprouts. We've often spoke about lots of lovely Brussels sprout recipes. So do I.
Yeah.
And I tell you what I do. I make a Brussels sprout crumble. So I power cook them Christmas Eve, steam them into cold water, them into the fridge. And then what I do, I have white sauce made up. I put smoked bacon over the Brussels sprouts in a dish, white sauce, a red onion, smoked bacon, breadcrumbs, and some walnuts, and into the oven. It's a crumble. It's delicious.
That's very interesting.
It's so nice. It's lovely now. I think I might have shared that over the years with you, but we'll do it again sometime.
And walnuts.
Yeah, walnuts. Lovely texture in the breadcrumbs.
I never hear of walnuts anymore.
I know.
Why is that?
I suppose pine nuts have got very popular. Hazelnuts now is all in, macadamia nuts. But walnuts, like, we would kind of use quite... Well, we'd use some in the restaurant.
Can you still get that ice, that chocolate thing with the walnuts?
I know, the walnut whip.
Can you still get them?
That's it. Walnut of course
whip.
You can. The gorgeous.
Can you get them?
Yeah. No, I know that. I know what you're saying.
Meryl Streep.
But you're right, yeah.
What was that movie? I Had a Farm in Africa. Out of Africa.
Yeah.
That was the movie where she says, I had a farm in Africa.
So baby carrots.
I own a farm. Talk to me.
Now, I don't always use baby carrots. I do this with big carrots. What I do is peel them, cut them into nice big chunks, and I power cook them. So I would power cook the carrots, drizzle them with some olive oil, a little bit of some beautiful honey, which gives lovely sweetness, and then we're going to roast this off in the oven. There's a lovely seasoning that I use. It's a red pepper and herb seasoning. Simply Better do it.
Lovely.
It's a really versatile seasoning over chicken, over vegetables. It works well with this. Or you could use harissa, or you could use Cajun. A little bit of a spice now in this. A little bit of twist. And then what we do, Marty, roast this off in the oven at 180, then finish it with pistachio nuts. This is optional. Or you could use your walnuts, which you haven't heard about for a while.
No.
And finish with dill. Dill is really, really nice. Or you could finish with coriander. Carrot and coriander is a great herb. And these are kind of alternative side dishes to your traditional mash, to your traditional... You know, we've done that.
Well, you made the point yourself, and you're right. There are people who cannot abide the sprouts. The pistachio with this is really interesting.
It is. It just gives a lovely texture.
That's very different.
And you can get the pistachios out of the shell, so that means there's no shell in them. Just chop them, and they'll give lovely texture and crunch to your beautiful kind of caramelised carrots, which is gorgeous. The baby carrots will take less time to roast off in the oven than the big carrots. And I was going to say something. Well, I'll be serving Christmas Day. I'll do the sprout crumble. I'll do glazed carrots, and I'll put in some peas at the end into the carrots, and then I'll do roast potatoes, cauliflower, cheese, and mash. That's my menu. It never really changes. I never do potato gratin as much as I love it.
Yeah.
It's too rich and heavy with the main
event. Well, you see, that's the other thing too. You talk about starters and main course and dessert.
Yeah.
We're sitting down and quite often, not often, but it can happen, you have the starter and you have no room.
I know.
You have suddenly no room left and you're thinking, what am I going to do now? And you have this enormous plate of food coming.
And you know what I think? Something like the maybe sticky cocktail sausages is lovely.
A light
something,
starter.
Yeah, something that you can nibble at and graze. I love that. A little bit of antipasto, which would be beautiful. Nice ham,
like
that kind
the prawns
of thing.
You did.
Perfect.
Like
yeah, you have
did.
It. There's my
so
chef.
It's not
there's my chef.
No, but it means that it's not enormous.
I agree. You're heavy, like a big bowl of soup. You're too filling.
Too
you're
filling.
Right. You're actually bang on there now.
And then you're gone. You're like, you know,
have to do a Christmas book sometime.
But it's just that there's so much prep goes into the Christmas dinner.
I agree.
And I can see it. I'm the cleaner, washer up around the table, et cetera, all that. But I can see it at home. And I know about the prep.
I know.
And you kind of think, oh, my Lord above me. It needs... You need to be able to say, we all want to savour this and enjoy it.
That's true. Enjoy it with your family and friends. Not be stuck in the kitchen all day.
Not be stuck in the kitchen.
Delegate. But I think Christmas Eve, we're going to be chatting about a couple of tips, aren't we?
Are.
Is
we
that okay?
Are. Yeah. listen, last week we got you your favourite one, which was Driving Over Christmas. Any other faves for the Christmas? Any other ones that you particularly liked that you might remember? Maybe your mum sang Bing Crosby.
I know a re- oh, oh.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's lovely there.
No, wait.
But I was just thinking,
we can save that for the day.
You know, no, that's lovely what you just said there. Mum would love that now. Good friend of yours, Michael Bublé.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great. I think Michael, he's talented. Bublé. And he's just wonderful. I've saw you, just the interaction. He's such respect for you, which we all have.
He's a lovely
but
man.
He's a lovely guy and a great talent.
Great
so
talent.
Any
and
Christmas
he's pulled back
he's
a bit now of late.
Yeah, he's a lovely man.
Family and all that.
Yeah.
So which Michael Bublé would you? Is it...
Beginning to look cloud. But it probably is more. Is there any other one, Mark?
No, there's a whole album of it. No, let's do It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, because Michael Bublé is just wonderful. And it'll give everybody that little... After all your talk of the side orders for Christmas.
Thanks,
Simon. It's a safe home.
Thank you.
I will be talking to you on Christmas Eve.
Looking forward to it.
As we always do.
We do.
And the recipes again, Martin in the Morning, on RT Lyric FM on the webpage, and you'll find it all there. Meantime, Michael, if you're ready, please.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.